Blog Talk Radio.
That's the reason why you're here today. You want to look like it ain't no tomorrow. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Because the fact, the evidence suggests, infers, and implies that we're hating like it ain't no tomorrow. That's true. Reason being, we've been socially engineered conditioned. My name is Yamsouf Ari, and this is the Real Talk for Real People study show. A show designed to study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and people of our nation, their interaction with him. Not only that, prophecies about us in this nation. How we got here, why we here, and the solution to how we can get out of this situation that we find ourselves in. We try to give you a bird's eye view, critical analysis in our assessment, leaving no stone or leaf unturned, and dotting every I and crossing every T. We want to get to the bottom of it. Tired and sick and tired of being tired. I certainly am. And that's why I suspect you're here today with us tonight. This afternoon, rather, wherever you're from. Maybe tonight. Afternoon. Maybe morning time. I don't know. But I do know this. If you want solutions for your problems, stop going to the oppressors and colonizers. You're not going to get anything. As a matter of fact, you will get something. It won't work for you to work on. For 402 years, we've been voting in a political system every four years, and giving false promises. We never got that 40 acres in the mews, now did we? And so on and so forth. The beat goes on. According to Alcoholic Anonymous, it is the definition of insanity. We keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, and expect different results. That's why we hadn't gotten any results worthwhile. It's true. We're begging, crying, pleading, marching. We didn't do that a long time ago. We didn't do that before our feet hit these short, buck, naked, and Jacob. We knew it wasn't going to get us anywhere anyway. We didn't do it as the Babylonians. We didn't do it with the Medes and Persians. We didn't do it as Mizraim. We didn't do it with the Romans. We didn't do it with the Greeks. Because we knew it wouldn't really work for us. But why are we doing it now? I just don't get it. It's the definition of insanity. So if you want to know about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, bless and praise his holy name. That all my soul, that my soul and all that is within me, bless and praise his holy name according to the scriptures, and yours too. So, y'all ready to get into some studies? Well, I know you heard me mention the wheat. Yom Suf ain't nothing special. He can't do this by himself. I need all hands on deck. And so what I mean by that, Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Avia from New York City, the Bronx. Cartrell from New York City also. And the reason why these people were chosen to work on the Real Talk for Real People show, the primary reason, because they love the Most High with their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and their brothers and sisters as themselves. Meaning, they love themselves. Because it's virtually impossible to love someone if you don't love yourself. It's true. And they're humble to the Most High and to one another. So let me introduce them to you. Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, everybody. Good evening, good morning, wherever you are. I hope tonight this lesson will enrich, enlighten, and help you through the trials and tribulations. But most of all, praise to the Most High, Father Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sister Shirley. Now, Sister Abiyah from New York City, the Bronx, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. All praises and glory to Yah. And I'm so grateful to be back, as always. And Sister Hudi, your prayers must be answered because you sound much stronger tonight. So may Yah keep on blessing us all.
Yes.
Praise Yah. Praise Yah. And it's good to have you back, both of you, Sister Hudi and Sister Abia. And now, Cartrell from New York City, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot.
Shalom, shalom, family. May the Most High bless y'all. And all praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How y'all feeling tonight?
Okay, brother.
Great.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Giving thanks for another day of living. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
All right. You know what, y'all, before we get started, I heard something that drew my attention. When they were talking about, I had CNN on, and I heard they were the Nandi tribe over in Kenya was looking for one of their leaders' head from the queen. They said, you know, this is how that treachery is. The king of Nandi tribe and Kenya went to meet the British thinking that they were going to have a meeting in regard to the railway station coming through their tribal land. And they shot him in the head. But if you understand what universal white race supremacy is, that works. They cut him off, shot people. And they cut his head off and sent it back to Britain as a trophy. Well, what I tell you about yesterday, they were marching in the Queen's protection with military uniforms on. They were letting you know that continuity. War, war, war. Cadriel, Sister Hootie, Sister Abby, any commentaries before we get started?
And that's probably the least of their crimes. I'm sure their crimes need to be brought before the world court for the atrocities that the British Empire imposed on the world. But they'll probably skip over it.
Yeah, like they always do. Let's go, they run the courts. And like, what is that old saying, Cadriel? The fox guarding the hen house. Anyway. All right.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. Y'all ready to get some more studies in?
No doubt.
Indeed.
Daniel chapter 10. vision of a glorious man, and the prophecies concerning Persia, Greek. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar. This was true, but the appointed time was long. It wasn't time for that to transpire. Message. And he understood and had understanding of the vision. And though somebody got their TV or radio or something, if you do, please turn it down. You wouldn't go to school with your little radio playing now, would you? Come on, man. Stop it. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3-4 weeks. I ate no pleasant food. No meat or wine came into my mouth. Nor did I anoint myself. We ashy people, not in the anointment processes that he's making reference to. He didn't lotion himself up. He didn't anoint himself at all. 3 whole weeks, he was ashy, were fulfilled. Now, on the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, Tigris, that is the Tigris, I lifted my eyes and looked, behold, a certain man, clothed in linen. Whose waist was girded with gold of Euphrates. His body was like beryl. His face like the appearance of lightning. His eyes like the torches of fire. His arm and feet like burnished bronze in color, dark bronze. And the sound of his voice was like the voice of a multitude. He sounded like a many voices, his angel. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, although he was among others. For the men who were with me did not see the vision. But in spite of the fact, even though they didn't see the vision, just the presence of this angel, but a great terror fell upon them. But they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone. When I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, but my vigor returned to fragility in me. I was fragile. I retained no strength. Yet I heard the sound of his words. I heard the sound of his words. I was in a deep sleep on my face, flat on his face. He was knocked into a deep sleep with my face in the ground, in the dirt. And suddenly a hand touched me. That very hand, which made me tremble on my knees. And on the palms of my hand, he was shaking all over. And he said to me, this angel, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you. Stand upright. I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, Daniel said, I stood trembling. Then this angel, he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first of the day that you set your heart, and that goes with any one of us, you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your Elohim, your words were heard, just as I would be. And I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. This is a lower. He's like an angel of the Most High, but he was cast down, and this nation has a representative, and this prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood him. And it kept him so engaged, this prince of Persia, this entity, 21 days. And behold, Michael, speaking reference to his brother, archangel, one of the chief princes, came to here to come to help this angel. See, if you don't understand why some countries and just like, I don't want to call a country's name because you can guess what I'm talking about. And it's Western Hemisphere. I always got contentiousness and they always got somebody, seem like somebody's always holding them up. And they always seem to come out a winner, just like some individuals. They have angels. Some of these countries have angels, but that's not going to surpass it alone. Just this temporary measure right here. They have angels defending them. And so this angel said, I fought with this angel 21 days. Michael, the chief prince, archangel, had to come and assist me with this angel. He withstood 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. Why? Along there with the kings of Persia. He had to bring them all to their knees and keep them all abate. And he was left there trying to fight with this other entity, this fallen angel, and while trying to keep these kings of Persia at bay. Now, I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people, us, in the latter days. There's some entities that are fighting with other countries against us and our individuals. But he makes reference, you can suggest, infer, and imply, we have an archangel too. For the vision refers to many days yet to come. Now, these futuristic times hadn't come, Daniel, but what he's saying, Daniel, what I had to contend with to get these Persians and this nation at bay, to hold them back, the Hebrew Israelites were cast into desolation. They're going to be contending with not only mankind, but other entities, fallen angels that are supporting them and keeping them prevailing war against them. So he wants us to be prepared for what's happening even as I speak. We should be prepared. It's just not a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. And when he has spoken such words to me, I turned my face to the ground and became speechless. I was totally flabbergasted. That it's just not a physical thing, it's a spiritual thing. And there's spiritual entity fighting against us too. And suddenly, one having the likeness of the sons of men touched my lips. When I opened my mouth, and he looked like us, but he ain't one of us. He's an angel. He touched my mouth. Then I opened my mouth and spoke, saying to him who stood before me, my Lord, because of the vision, my sorrows have overwhelmed me, considering the fact what you just said, what you had to go through, and you're an angel, and that you had to ask this archangel to help you keep this Persian nation at bay, and the kings within that Persian nation. I'm just overwhelmed. Not only fighting humans, but we had to contend with the spiritual entities too. He said, my sorrow has overwhelmed me to even consider this matter. That's what he's saying. And I return no strength because of it. But how can this servant of my Lord talk with you, my Lord? How am I even communicating with you? As for me, no strength remains in me. I mean, it didn't take all the strength out of me just to communicate with you. Plus, any of my breath left in me to even communicate with you. And again, the one having the likeness of a man touched me, and he strengthened me. He said, you took the strength out of me, and he put the strength right back in me. And that shows us, these nations are fighting against us. They can take the strength out of us, but if we're connected with the Most High, who connects us with our angel, that very strength can be put back into you. It's like this angel put the strength. He was showing, I can take the strength out of you. I can put it back in you. Whatever problem, I can fix it for you. As long as you're on the right path and right codification with the Most High. Then again, the one having the likeness of a man touched me and strengthened me. And he said, this angel, oh, greatly beloved, Fear not. The Most High don't want us to fear. If something plaguing you, the Most High says, fear not. Peace be to you. Be strong. Yes. Be strong. So when he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak. For you have strengthened me. Yeah, you got a right to talk. You took it out of me and you put it right back and you got right to talk. Then he said, do you know why I have come to you, this angel? And now I must return to the fight. And it's a never-ending fight, these angels, against the fallen angels. And now I must return to the fight with the prince of Persia. And when I come forth, indeed, the prince of Greece. They had an angel, and probably still got that angel, will come. But I will tell you what is noted in the scriptures. Truth. No one upholds me against these except Michael, your prince. Michael is the prince of our nation, our archangel. He said, no one upholds me against these Persians, these Greeks, except Michael, your prince. And he tells us who our prince is. Michael, our nation, our national prince. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. May directed order your steps. Gotrell, Sister Abiyah, Sister Judy, may the Most High bless you. They have the mics.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yes, Yah Suf, you did a good job, man. Broke it down like we was 4 years old. But it's an interesting perspective that the prophet Daniel has, because it's not the average thing that a human being experiences.
No.
So his experience with these angels shows us that these angels who dwell in the spiritual realm can manifest themselves in the physical, and to the degree that their presence makes you fear and tremble, as great a man as Daniel was, shows what great power they have. These angels are holding back nations and kingdoms. And the same angel, Michael, is holding back the same Greek empire that we find ourselves under right now. Because if it don't be for Michael, we might all be dead.
You better believe it, brother.
So we give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel for his hopes that guards and shields and protects us at his command. And it seems to me, in reading the story, there's more than one presence here. Because it talks about one who has the appearance of the sons, plural, of men.
Right.
Verse 15. Mm-hmm.
Right.
When he, the angel, the main angel he's speaking to, had spoken these words to me, I set my face toward the ground and was new. Mm-hmm. And then he says, behold, one in the likeness of the sons of men. So we know the Most High used the term son of man to both Ezekiel and to Daniel. But these angels, they have the appearance of the sons of men. So he touched my lips, and it sounds like the same experience that the prophet Isaiah went through when the angel took the thong of fire and touched his lips, and he got his strength.
Right.
But these angels, modern day, they call them extraterrestrials, ETs, but we know that they don't really want to meet these angels.
No,
what we're reading in the book of Daniel, because all they got to do is speak and they'll make you tremble. He said there were people with him who didn't even see the angels, but they felt his presence and they ran. That's amazing to me.
It is.
He said the fact that the prophet Daniel was mourning and fasting, how long? 3 whole weeks. It shows you he was a serious spiritual man. He mourned and prayed for 3 whole weeks. And we read his prayer yesterday. His prayer was deep yesterday.
Right.
And this is all part of the same thing. So we learned in the beginning of the matter here. They told us the end of the matter yesterday. Because the angel came to him after he prayed and told him what the vision was. So now in this chapter says he understood what the vision was. So this is the aftermath.
Praise Yah, Godfrey. You're certainly right, my
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Sister Abigail, Sister Hootie, any commentary?
No, like he said, you broke it down good. Oh, but one thing, when they was describing, when he was describing what he looked like, his appearance.
Right.
A lot of people would have thought they'd be talking about JC, but I don't think so. Not with the color they speaking of.
Well, you know, and you're right. And you know why? Because they've been taught wrong, so they study wrong. And that's said on there. They're taught because they do the skip to the loose study. They don't study in context and entirety. So they miss out and they supplant things that are not meant to be supplanted. And they take away things that are not meant to be. That's why the Most High said, don't add anything to my word and don't take anything away from my word. Meaning the context of the whole story matters.
Yes, indeed, because when they said his in color polished like brass, and it didn't say nothing about long, stringy white skin or nothing like that. So you know it's not JC.
Well, and you're right. And you're right. And thank you very much, Sister. And you're right. Praise God. So, Shahudi.
Well, sir. No comment. I'm listening. Everything is... Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Sister Hootie got a ball in.
Stop it. You can't hardly talk with that chicken in your mouth. And I just want to listen to you. Cut the mic back on. Leave it.
Excuse me, that's spaghetti. I wish I did have some chicken.
I ain't knocking you, sister. You see, you got to get your help. And it must be good, Sister Abigail, Sister Hootie, because you didn't even stop. You know how something so good that you trying to talk with man, and whatever you eat on, it's good. Made me
sorry about that. My timing was off.
That's okay.
You should never come to a meeting with food if you're not going to share.
That's what I'm saying.
Sorry.
Ain't no problem. We just funny. Well,
next time I'll send by email.
Thank you, Slick. <Smith.
laughs> We see what you're doing through the fall, sister. We see what you're doing.
Well, she was she was trying to hurry up and shut that mic down. I caught her up. Where you going? Come out here.
Yeah, you're right about that.
All right.
She could have pulled that mute trick. Eyes on you.
No, that
was the giveaway.
That was an important chapter.
It is.
Henry being revealed, a messenger of the Most High, that's amazing.
It is.
I probably would think.
Right. And we got to know the same powers exist today, doing the same thing for us.
Right.
You know, Brother Pastor, I'm glad you said that, because I always say, don't think I'm crazy, but I don't care if anybody think I'm crazy or not. But I'm not saying I'm not nothing special either. So don't get it wrong. But I sort of experienced something like that. I believe I told y'all about it. When I was so upset and I needed money to pay off the heavy bills and everything, and it was a large sum of money. When I fell to my knees and I prayed and everything before I could get up, because I was crying and everything before I could get up, I heard a voice that told me, not don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped up, and all I could say was, thank you, God. And after that, that's when I I played 3-3-3. And that's when all the money, I got all that money to pay the bill and had some extra. God. I know I'm not crazy, but I heard a voice. I ain't saying whose voice. I don't know. But I heard.
All right now.
Hey, yes, that's why you should always be in contact with the Most High, so you can be in contact with your angel, your protector. Call on the Most High sometime when you're having a problem with something, your health or whatever, a situation, enemies coming at you. Ask for Michael's help.
That's what I always do.
Right.
I start praying. As soon as I get uneasy about something, I pray.
Well, see, that fella on that train that was Medley Cartrell, he knew. That's why he didn't send nothing. Something in him told him, don't send nothing to that brother. Because Michael was sitting there rubbing Cartrell's shoulder, float like a butterfly, steam like a butterfly.
Yes,
I didn't need Michael that day. Trust me. I did not need my brother Michael. I didn't need him.
No.
I was good.
And that little wicked sister, whatever prince she was subjecting herself to, maybe Jezebel's prince, I don't know. She was just trying to keep up mess. See, people can keep up mess and get people killed. And I've seen it many times. You be in a relationship with someone, man or female, they'll keep up some mess, get you killed. And you'll be in jail or in Sheol, and they'll still be running around, keeping up mess. So stay, don't fear. Cartrell did the right thing. Don't fear. He did the right thing. Well, I don't want you living in fear.
And I was in the peak of my training with B-75,
right.
And that style is very brutal. So
right.
I was at my peak. And
right.
That brother wouldn't have known what hit him. I wasn't going to touch her, but she would have watched a man get destroyed right before our eyes.
And so you
she would have seen him crying all the way home like one of them little piggies.
Well, see,
based on her mouth and what she was saying, she caused
that man to get hurt. And I've seen it many times, male and female have got hurt. Listen to the fools talk and get them in the situations. So keep connected with your LOM. So you can always have access to our angel, not my angel, our angel, and a connection. Because when you don't have fear, just like a little child, a little child without fear, they'll try anything. So Cartrell didn't have any fear because of his connection with the Most High. And he always knew Michael was on standby. So understand our studies so you can immerse yourself in it, become part of your innate nature. Go ahead, Cartrell.
Yeah. We don't pray to the angels. Like you said, we pray to the Most High.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
He dispatches the angels that he wants to send for our protection. So Christianity, they pray to everybody. Mother Mary, they pray to anybody. No, Daniel was focused on Yah for 3 straight weeks, and all the angels knew that Yah really loved Daniel. And the Most High sent Gabriel to send him a message to clear up the vision that he wanted to answer to.
Right.
Like you said, Pastor, we don't pray to the angels, and you're so right, because when I do pray, what I do say when I'm going through something, I ask Yah to send out his army of angels to protect me from all evil and wickedness.
Exactly.
That's
and those angels are dedicated and loyal to every word of Yah. They don't do anything unless Yah sanctions them and commands them to do it. So you can pray to them all you want.
That's the Odyssey.
Yes. So Daniel was focused on praying to Yah.
People complain now. If you ask them to fast for an hour, less known 3 weeks, they'd be boiling out like a baby. Hello.
I agree with you. Yeah, I had to get myself off mute. And it's got to be a desire to want to fast.
Yeah,
because
they whine too much. You tell them not to eat for an hour, they cry.
But
and 3 weeks is tremendous. It wasn't a complete total diet or fast because he said he didn't drink wine, which means that he probably drank water.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe
but
not
anything
wine,
else
yeah.
He wasn't taking into his body.
Mm-hmm.
So to a large degree, you can understand why he was kind of weak. If you fast 3 weeks, you're going to be kind of weak. But then on top of that, you meet the presence of an angel like Gabriel and Mikhail.
Mm-hmm.
But they have the power to give you strength.
Mm-hmm. And take it away from you.
And take it away. Mm-hmm. So they want to meet these extraterrestrials. I wonder if they really do. And the angels aren't extraterrestrials. We the extraterrestrials.
Right.
Because they were here before us.
Exactly. And regardless of those angels, Katrina and Sister Yehudi and Sister Aviyah, be careful what you ask for. All right. Well, Katrina, Sister Yehudi and Sister Aviyah, if everybody's done with their commentary, we're ready to hear a lovely song by Katrina and the Psalms.
All praise to the Most High.
Praise Yah.
Again, my book. Your song's 106, right?
105.
105. We don't have a title for this one.
It says the eternal faithfulness of the Elohim.
Eternal what?
Faithfulness.
Okay. Why should Yah be faithful to his creation? Which shows his love for his creation for him to be faithful to it, right?
Right.
So we got to give that faithfulness back to him, don't we?
Exactly.
Yes.
We got to be faithful to Yah, our Creator.
Exactly.
How do we do it? All praise to the Holy One of Israel, our Creator and the Creator of all things. He's worthy to be praised. So let's
praise
magnify and exalt his name together. Psalms 105. Give thanks to Yah. Call on his name. You know, we were just talking about that.
Yes.
Call on Yah. Don't call on the angels. Yah will dispatch his angels for you if you write. Call on his name. Don't call on Michael. Don't call on Gabriel, Audiel, Raphael. We know their names. Don't call on them. Call on Yah. Make his doings known among the peoples. That's what we do in a Real Talk with Real People show, don't we? We make Yah's doings known to the people. How many people we reach in Yamsu?
I think it was 4,815 in county.
Too bad it's not 6 billion, right? We need to reach everybody's ear to make Yah's doing known among all nations, right?
We try, brother. We try.
Praise Yah. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all his marvelous works. Glory in his name, in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek Yah rejoice. Is your heart rejoicing, family? It should be. Seek Yah and his strength. Didn't we just read about that? Didn't the angel give Daniel strength? Yeah, seek Yah. Yah will give you strength. Seek his face forevermore. As long as you live, you got to be chasing Yah. People chase money. People chase wealth. People chase fame. People chasing all kind of things on the planet. You know what I'm chasing? I'm seeking Yah's face as long as I live. Remember his marvelous works that he has done. Every day you live, every day you breathe, you're witnessing the works of Yah. His wonders, you're witnessing the wonders. We're waiting for the judgment that's going to come from his mouth. It has come from his mouth. You offsprings of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen one. Who are you talking to? You talking to us?
To us.
Oh, okay. He is Yah. Our powers his judgments in all the earth, not just some, not just part, not in a couple of places, but Yah's judgment is throughout all the world. You ain't got to worry about a thing. He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, his oath to Isaac, and confirmed with our father Yaakov for a statute to Israel. Here we go again. Lasting covenant, which means the New Testament is invalid because there's nothing new in everlasting, is there? Saying, to you, I will give the land of Canaan. He didn't say, I'll give you heaven. I open up the pearly gates and y'all can come in. He said, to you, I will give the land of Canaan, which means the earth is going to endure forever because this covenant is everlasting. The lot of your inheritance. All right. Somebody done stole it. When they were but a few men in number, yes, very few, and foreigners in it. They went about it from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. He allowed no one to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved kings for their sake. Not as Yah do that. He sends forth his angels like Gabriel and Mikael to protect us from the other nations. And you know the other nations got angels too, fighting for them. Did y'all know that other nations got angels fighting for them? That's who Gabriel was fighting, the angel of Persia. So the Most High said, he allowed no one to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved kings for their sake. This is what Yah would do for us when we're on the same page as the Most High. He says, do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. Now, is y'all's book plural in the 15th verse? Is it plural? Is anointed ones plural in your book? Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Are y'all sleeping at the room? What does your book say?
Plural. Then touch not mine anointed, and do my prophet no harm.
Okay. My book lets you know that there is more than one anointed. Do not touch my anointed ones. And we know that the priests in the nation of Israel, all of them were anointed, only the house of Aaron, along with the king. He called for a famine on the land. He destroyed the food supplies. He sent a man before them. Joseph was sold for a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles. His neck was locked in irons. He sounded like Kunta Kinte. Until the time that his word happened, and Yah's word proved him true. The king sent and freed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler over all his possessions, to discipline his princes at his pleasure, and to teach his elders wisdom. The story of Joseph, right, is parallel to the story of the nation of Israel. Israel also came into Egypt. Jacob lived in the land of Ham. So we know that the Greeks turned the name of Mizraim into Egypt. And we know Mizraim is the land of Ham. But we know that the crafty Greeks threw truth to the ground, and they portrayed the ancient Egyptians as Japhetic European people, which they're not. So if you want to know who the Egyptians were, you ain't got to do a whole lot of research. Just got to read scripture, read the Psalms. It tells you in a song. Israel also came into Mizraim. Yaakov lived in the land of Ham. Our father Jacob lived in the land of Ham, him and his sons and his family. So how could they be Ashkenaz European? He increased his people greatly while he was living in the land of Ham and made them stronger than their adversaries. That's why Mizraim threw our people into slavery, because we grew stronger than them. He turned their heart to hate his people. Why would Ham hate us? Oh, because they're a little bit stronger than you. To conspire against his servants. He sent Moshe, his servant, and Aharon, whom he had chosen. They performed miracles among them. Now, where did they get these powers to do miracles from? and wonders in the land of Ham, a.k.a. Mizraim, or as they call it today, Egypt. He sent darkness and made it dark. They did not rebel against his word. He turned their waters into blood and killed their fish, their land swarmed with frogs, even in the rooms of their kings. He spoke and swarms of fly came and lice in all their borders. He gave them hail for rain and with lightning in their land. He struck their vines and also their fig trees. He shattered the trees of their country. He spoke and a locust came with the grasshopper without number. So wait a minute. We can see how Yah's creation obeys him more than man. Let's just say he spoke, and the locust came. They wasn't debating with each other. Well, should I go? I heard the voice of Yah. I'm staying home. No. All the locusts came. It says without number, grasshoppers ate up every plant in their land and ate up the fruit of the ground. He struck also the firstborn in their land because he told them, let my people go. Let my firstborn go, even the children of Israel. Because if you don't let my firstborn go, I will slay all your firstborn, which he did, because Pharaoh did not let Yah's firstborn son, Israel, go. The first fruits of all their manhood. Yeah, your firstborn son is really your strength. He brought them out with silver and gold. Egyptians gave it up. Mizraim gave it up. There was not one feeble person among his tribes, because we know that Yah can give strength to his people, as we witnessed in the book of Daniel. Mizraim was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen on them. And the fear of us is on the people today. Don't the people fear us? And why? You wonder why. You got all the guns, you got all the ammunition, you got an army, you got a navy, you got a marine, you got an air force, but you fear us. There was not one feeble person among his tribes. Mizraim was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen on them. He spread a cloud for a covering, fire to give light in the night. They asked, and he brought quail, and satisfied them with the bread of the sky. That means angel food, bread of the sky? What is that? Bread of the sky and quail? I wonder what that tasted like. He opened the rock, and waters gushed out. They ran as a river in a dry place. For he remembered his holy word with Abraham, his servant. He brought his people out with joy, his chosen with singing. He gave them the land of the nations. They took the labor of the peoples in possession that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Unfortunately, we didn't keep his statutes or observe his laws, so we lost all these blessings that Yah wanted to shower us with because we are his chosen. We are the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but we are rebellious children, and somehow, some way, we have to change that. So we hope in our prayers and our searching Yah out that he will give us strength, that he will give us healing, that he will put us on the path that brings us our blessing, brings us our inheritance, locks us into that everlasting covenant. So I pray that our works go forth as the works of Daniel went forth to the heart of the Most High, because we're putting our heart in this thing, yeah? We're putting our heart in this thing. Praise Yah. And thank you for the opportunity.
Praise Yah. There's nothing more I need to elaborate further on what was shared by Cartrell, because he did a magnanimous job. And he also broke it down like we were four years old. Praise Yah and bless his holy name.
Praise Yah.
Yes, he did. He broke it down very well.
Exactly. Well, if anybody got it, you're quite welcome. If anybody got any commentaries, anything else they would like to share before going out, feel free.
Nope, not at this time.
I'm good.
Right. Let those who seek Yah, let their heart rejoice. Let your heart rejoice. Don't be downtrodden. Don't be sad. Victory is not too far away. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I know things look dark and dire and the world is in distress, but we do have Yah, don't we?
Praise Praise God.
True.
The answer to everything. And we strongly advise you at the end of this study with us. We enjoy studying with you. Please burn the midnight oil tonight. Before you do that, ask the Most High for a new heart and a new spirit also. That facility and enhance your studies. Become a better woman or a better man under the Most High. Bless His holy name. Thank you, y'all. Sister Holy, Sister Abby. I want to say goodbye.
Good long and good night, family. Stay prayed up and always praise you.
Hallelujah. All right.
Hallelujah.
And if it's not in your heart to give up a dollar, if you learn something, gain some wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, it don't really matter because we know that y'all going to do what he said he's going to do. He's going to lift us up as a nation and give us our blessing. Not really worried about wealth, money, all that. Our concern is that our people have the opportunity to do what's right and pleasing in Yah's eyesight. So visit the Nation Building website, yahwillgather.us. You may not have no money to give. You may have talent, skill, and ability, and we need that too. So whatever you can do for the nation, if it's in your heart, do the best you can, do what you can, and Yah will count it for good. So good night, fam. Hope you learned something, and we all, you know, rest in peace tonight. Shalom and good night.
Praise y'all. We love y'all. May the Most High bless y'all. It's been a good study. Enjoy this lovely song. Take me. Take me in, y'all. Take us all in. We love you. Good night.
Take me. But I sing.